Inshallah, Maulana will now address us, inshallah, for a few minutes, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina wa sanadina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. What can you say? Coming and sitting in Riyadh al-Jannah. Wallahi, you look at the whole dunya, if you were to ask where is the most choicest place right now, Allah will point to this masjid. Because of this Quran that's being read. What about the qaris? Allah give you all barakah and khair, give you all the best taqdeers, crown your parents, crown you all, and count all your asatidah with the best. And then I came here, you all seen me walk across. Physically, I couldn't go across because I'm not a jinnat. I haven't got superpowers, asking Mawlana to please cover me, and he's our senior to speak. And he, I won't say rudely, but just without any feeling of, you know, bad feeling, just said no. So I'm left in the dark or in the deep end. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim for a few minutes, inshallah. The time is very, very slow. My time is showing 25 past. So it says there's 5 minutes left. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma alhimna rushdana wa barik lana fi. Allahumma zidna ilma. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Awalam nu'ammirkum ma yatadhakkaru fihi man tadhakkara wa ja'akumun nadhir. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Wa qad qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Wa ma huma? As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Subhanallah, I'm not talking about Quran because you've heard about Quran. I'm talking to us youngsters, and I know I'm younger than you, so no issues. The problems that we have today in our society and amongst ourselves is that we don't value time. We've got 24 hours in a day, and we complain. I'm talking to me myself. Firstly, inshallah, it goes to me. I'm hearing it first. Allah give me tawfiq to practice. We've got 24 hours in a day, and of which how many hours we sleep? How many hours are we taking and using for Allah's deen? How many hours, more than that to think about, is how many hours are we just wasting? Mufti Shafi, rahimahullah, that's Mufti Taqi Uthmani's father, the author and writer of so many kitabs. If you're studying deen and you're authoring Quran, then you know Ma'ariful Quran. He's the writer of Ma'ariful Quran, so you know who we're talking about. He says, don't waste time. Do something. Even if it's dunya, but you must do something. Do deen, preferably. But if you're not doing deen, at least do dunya and profit from dunya. What are we doing today? We're playing with our phones. No deen, no dunya. A person, a youngster, or us playing with phones, now you're playing with the game and chatting. I said yes, I'll say again. If you're chatting to your wife, you're getting thawab, is jannah. Chatting to your mother, you're getting super jannah. Chatting to your father, chatting to people, making salam to a family member. You can use our devices for so good and important things. But there is just that few minutes. The balance of the time, the fitna, the gossip, and not even that. That's on the one side. The games that people are playing. The game takes hours and hours and hours. Instead of taking 5 minutes and 10 minutes and 15 minutes, you're going into hours. So it just gets wasted. Now, you got stuck for 1 hour, 45 minutes. So no value came out of the time. That's what's happening. Time is gone. So if we go back to what our Hazrat says, even if you did dunya, wallahi, a man goes out in the morning, he does work, he did it with a niyyah of feeding his family, thawab. A man got money, he opened a factory and he did it for the niyyah of giving people work, thawab. He's getting dunya and he's getting thawab. But if you're doing nothing, then not acceptable. And if you're preparing for something, then it is acceptable, meaning that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala would sleep. And they would believe that in their sleep they're going to get thawab. Now, they're not sleeping like how our students sleep, mashallah, sometimes. Mashallah, not only our students, everybody's students, mashallah, one of them is two nishans of the students. They give haqqun nawm and haqqun ta'am. So if you're sleeping more than the required amount also is an issue. But the point is, if you're sleeping with the niyyah that I'm sleeping to get strength because I'm finished, I'm going to wake up in the morning, inshallah, I'm going to learn my sabak. Because if you don't sleep nicely, you can never learn sabak. You need a fresh mind. So with the niyyah, that means that sawab, wallahi, you sleep with wudu, you sleep on your right side with sunnah, you're going to get full thawab. It's going to be as if you're reading Quran. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said this, that arju min al-nawmi kama arju min al-ibadah, or kama qalu. So yes, very, very importantly is that we got to utilize our time correctly. We can't waste it. Mufti Shafi says, he's told his children and told the people around him that we have to use our time to such an extent that every minute is calculated. So somebody asked Dr. Abdul Hayy. Dr. Abdul Hayy is a great, mashallah, Dr. Abdul Hayy. Everybody knows Dr. Abdul Hayy in the old days. Dr. Abdul Hayy, rahimahullah, was the peer. And everybody went to him as our guide, like our Maulana Yunus Patel, for example. So the person asked Dr. Saab, I got two ailments. What are your two ailments? He said, one, I got lustful glances. Some female passes and I cannot restrict my eyes. You know, it's like goes open and the shades don't go down. And the second one is that I waste time. And this is, we're talking about time when there's no cell phones. Now we've got these issues. So maybe whatever time he was doing frivolous activities in. So what Dr. Saab told him was make a program. A program will sort you out in terms of wasting time and stick to the program. You make a program, have free time, have this time, have that time, and try and stick to the program. What about lustful glances? He said you must think, well, he used a different example and I have to change it because of our times today. I would say if you were to look at the same example, you must just think that your wife is watching you. And then see if you'll pick up your eyes and see another girl. You'd never do that. His example was you must think your father is watching or your ustad is watching you. But the bottom line is, if you just have in your mind, and these are things will help you. But our topic today is about time. And time is going to tell us that we have to make a program. So whether we're a student or a businessman, or a person who is doing anything, or retired, or anything, we have to have a timetable. Subhanallah, we all you are Ahlul Quran. May Allah make us Ahlul Quran. Uncle Sayyid Saab, that's from Nuka, from Durban, who was in Tabligh. Sayyid Saab, what was his full name? No. No, Sayyid Saab passed away recently. Was short, very, very fair and white. Sayyid Abdul Qadir. He used to go in Jamaat all the time, and he used to read a lot of Quran. My brother was with him in jail. They went one day in Jamaat. And in India, so history is coming out. They were once in Jamaat in India, and they were on the way back, and Allah Ta'ala willed it that they spent 1 month in jail. Not a holding cell, a full prison that held in 5,000 to 6,000 inmates. My brother said, when they entered the jail, they were jeered at and thrown things, and you know how you walk into a prison. And they say also, what he said before that, he said that, subhanallah, now we need time. He said that one day, our Jamaat finished. Our time over. And we were in a place called Krishnanagar. When I went to meet my son, Maulana Osama, in Nadwa, I seen the board saying Krishnanagar. And that's on one of the boards, right, left, straight. So you know, from Bombay to get to Delhi, from Delhi you want to go to Nadwa, it's like the other side of the dunya. And from there you must still get to Krishnanagar. Very far from the mainstream India that we know. So in any event, they got locked up. So this Hazrat also got locked up with them. They all got locked up and they didn't have their passports with them, and their passports came and they were charged and they were held for 30 days or 26 days exactly in a prison. So my brother says that what had happened, while the Jamaat was making gush, somebody said, man, hey, it'll be nice to do gush inside here. Allah accepted it. Wallahi, my brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is now going back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey. And Sahaba would take turns on their camels. So the one lady, her turn was on her camel. And what she had done was, camel don't want to move because camel is tired now. So she swore the camel and said, Lanatullahi alayk, O kama qalat. May the curse of Allah be upon you. Curse. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this. Now, if you look at the actual thing, let's not go and explain that more because it's all the bahth. But Nabi Kareem alayhi salam said something. And the answer of it and the end of it and the fruit of it is that don't swear your animals, don't swear your children, don't swear your wealth, don't curse your animals, don't curse your children, don't curse your wealth. And it means don't curse anything and anything that you have an attachment to or anything for that matter. Because in every single day, there's a moment when your du'as are 100% accepted. Lest it be that you swore yourself at that own time and you are going to be barbad. Now in this case here, they walked past and they were in Jamaat. And if you're in Jamaat, after spending already Hajj and then 44 months, 40 days, they extended it to 4 months and they finished their Jamaat. Allah is accepting du'as just like that. And they were stuck for that period of time. My point of talking about him was that I met him once in Markaz. So I always ask him about my brother passed away, Allah give him Jannah. So tell him, tell me about the prison, tell me about the jail, tell him, no. You. So in that, when the whole program finished, he's telling me, don't worry, tomorrow I'm going to send one Quran for your brother. I said, okay, you're going to read 3 quls, whole Quran. He said, no, I'm going to read the whole Quran. I said, no, say, it's up, you're joking, right? He said, no, wallahi, I'm going to read the full Quran and I'm going to send it to you. I said, tell me how you're going to do this. He said, how a person goes to work, my work in the morning, up till the afternoon, up till the evening, is to read one full Quran. I said, and this was now, he passed away now, you all know him. So I said, tell me how you do it. He said, I wake up in the morning, tahajjud time, I read 2 paras, I go read Fajr Namaz. After Fajr Namaz, I'll wait till Ishraq, another 1-2 paras will come out. He said, I'm an old man, I must come home to have breakfast and have morning sleep. I woke up early, I'll sleep, I'll wake up 9 o'clock. He mentioned my daughter-in-law will wake me breakfast. I'll have a meal, and I've already slept, so I wake up. Then, 9 o'clock, 9:30, I'll read Quran till about 12:30. I'll go for Salah, I'll be there early, read more Quran. 2 o'clock, I must come have Qailula. And you count the hours after Qailula waking up, full day living at large. Going back, reading few paras, going back, Asr, by Maghrib, 7 o'clock, my Quran is finished. In our day and age, every single day. So, you know, when they give you a hand, you take the finger, you take the whole hand, isn't it? I say, read one Quran for my father also. He said, okay. The following day, I'll read one Quran for your father too. Every day, isn't it? I ask ourselves when I think of this, when did any of us say, okay, look, I'm reading a full Quran now. Okay, it's weekend coming. Let me make a fikr that, look, tomorrow class finishes of last. Okay, Zohar time, I'm available. From Zohar, at least Saturday till Sunday. متى أنا بنفسي قلت لنفسي أنا سأقرأ القرآن كلها. When? We don't even think it. Is this only for our kabirin? Well, they only went in the graves. We're not going to go. My brothers, they finish their day, they finish their night. We got to finish our day, our night. This is our life. We've only got it. The moments we have, the moments we lost, we lost. Allah give us all tawfiq. To really practice on the Quran and to make a'mal. That is the whole thing. Subhanallah. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. أنتم تعرفونه شيخ من هو؟ He's in our hadith, he's in our sanad. Whichever sanad you go through, from India, from Mullah Qasim, the note, and all our scholars, you must go via Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. He's in our sanad. He used to write. Because what he wrote Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari's best sharah is his sharah, the most accepted sharah. When his nib would break, he's writing hadith and sharah. Ulama around him who write his biography say when his nib would break or he needs more ink and he's going to sharpen that pencil of his, he'll be reading Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. No moment goes lost. It must, like a businessman that sleeps and loses. Subhanallah, I always give this example because our kabirin have given this example. So you know a businessman, Subhanallah, is the businessman out there. So Mawlana Tanmi Rahimullah is Mufti Shafi, I'm not remembering. I think it's Mufti Shafi. He says, Mufti Shafi, he says, one day a businessman came to me and he's saying, hey, you know what? Mufti, make dua for me. I'm in big parishan. I lost money. I said, okay. But Mufti Shafi says, after a few days, I'm thinking, this man lost so much money. He was in parishan. Let me go and ask him, how's he? He said, okay. I met him a few days later and I'm worried. I said, hey, Hazrat, how are you? You lost all that money. You're well. You're managing. He was a big property baron and dealing. I don't know if it was meat, but he was dealing. Ala kulli hal. So he's seen Hazrat was under parishan. And Hazrat's telling him, look, I made dua for you. He said, no, Hazrat, I didn't lose money. I didn't make money. So Hazrat said, no, please explain. He said, you see, there was a deal coming. I had to do an investment of 100,000 or 200,000 rands. And then the deal didn't come through. Now, if the deal came through, I would have made 1 million rand. But I didn't lose. I was going to make the money. I never made the money. So Hazrat says, that's how we suppose, when we're sleeping at night, يَجِبْ لَنَا نُفَكِّرْ كَمْ مِنَ الدَّقَائِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَنَا تَرَكْتُ وَضَيَّعْتُ أَنَا بِنَفْسِي يَجِبْ لِيَا أَسْأَلَ نَفْسِي. Because I'm the first one, we all. At phone, talking to the wrong person. Be brief, do your work. Delete all the games, because this is wasting our times. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi, ashhadu la ilaha illa anta, munazunid. Can I miss anything out, you know, give some nasiha? Mazuni is our teacher in Darul Umma, so we got few other teachers here, mashallah. Masab, you make dua for us, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Hazrat, you're making dua after Quran. Wallahi al-azim, just one more thing. We cannot lose this opportunity, 2 minutes for Adhan. Your duas are accepted now. After Quran, your duas are 100% accepted. So this is an opportunity we can't lose. Sheikh Mona Asman, please.